We're doing the Drashot Haran. We're up to page Kuf Mem in the Masada of Kuk edition, and page Nun in the Machon Shalem edition. And the Ran had explained to us the following concept. He said that sometimes when God gives blessing to the world, He does it through intermediaries, through forces of nature. And then there is an order in which things have to function. And we have to maintain that order. If one is prepared, if one is fit to receive that blessing, so then he receives it. And if not, then it doesn't work. But if there's something that Hashem gives directly, so then one doesn't have to prepare, because God could just give it whenever God wants to. If God wants, He can make the stones have capacity to receive blessings, just as God could make a whole person capable of receiving blessings. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he received this prophecy directly from Hashem, pe el pe. So Moshe had to be on a level where he's constantly ready for prophecy, because Hashem could give it to him at any time. And Hashem isn't limited to Moshe's preparation. Moshe, from his perspective, is constantly ready. But from Hashem's perspective, Hashem will talk to him at any time. There's a difference between if a person is receiving it through angels, so to speak, through intermediaries, that Hashem passes down the prophecy, or Hashem is doing it directly. And with this concept, that when Hashem gives blessing through an intermediary, so then there's some connection between the recipient and the giver, and the recipient has to be prepared to receive. With this concept, we could understand another difficult thing that's mentioned in this parsha. Shamar, Hashem says to Moshe, "Hine anochi shulach malach lefanecha lishmocha badarech. Behold, I'm sending an angel before you to watch you on this path, ve'laviyacha l'makom asher achinoti, and to bring you to the place I prepared to bring you to the land of Israel. Hishama mipanav ushma bekolo. Watch out. Listen to him. Al tamel bo. Don't rebel against him. Ki lo yisa lefi shechem ki shemi bekirbo. Because he will not be willing to deal with your rebellious ways, because my name is within him." And when you read these verses, some great questions come forward. The first question is, what's God saying when He warns us, don't rebel against this angel? He won't have patience. He won't be willing to deal with your rebellious ways. It seems as though God is saying, it's as though God's saying, don't treat him like you've been treating me. What's God saying? You'd rebel against me, and I was forgiving. But this angel, he's not like that. That's what it seems to say. He won't deal with your rebellious ways like I was forgiving. So then it would seem that when Hashem says he's sending an angel, then he's not doing us any favors. It seems when God begins the conversation, it seems like he's giving us a gift. I'll send you an angel to help you out. And then God continues and says, but watch out, he's not like me. Wait a second, so then what's the favor in having an angel? Wouldn't we be better off with God leading us into the land of Israel? Because Hashem said to us, "V'shalachti lefanecha malach, I will send an angel before you. V'gerashti taknani emuri v'achiti v'apuzi v'achivi v'aybusi, I will chase out all these nations. El eretz zavat chalav u'dvash, I will bring you to a land flowing with milk and honey. Ki lo elev v'kir b'cha, for I will not go in your midst. Ki am k'she'oref ata, for you are a stubborn nation. Penachelcha badarech, lest I consume you in the path." The Pasuk seems to be introducing this whole parsha. The Pasuk seems to be saying, that it was for our benefit that God was telling us, I'm sending an angel to take you into the land of Israel. Because we were always sinning. And then it's less weighty with an angel than it is with God. And doesn't the continuing verse prove the exact opposite? Shamal, for Hashem says, "Ki lo yisa lefi shachem," He will not take your rebellious ways. Klomar kasher selachti ani, meaning God saying He won't be as forgiving as I was. So which way is it? initially God seems to be saying, you're so rebellious, I don't want to wipe you out, I'll send an angel. Then God says, but watch it, he's not like me. What's going on? So the second question is, how does God say, this angel, he will not take your rebellious ways? Rashi writes, well, he's an emissary, he's a messenger. He doesn't have the permission to be forgiving. And this is a wondrous thing. Because we'd say, yeah, okay, he doesn't have the capacity to forgive, but let the forgiveness come from Hashem. And why? What's precluding God from forgiving us just because he sent an angel to lead us into the land of Israel? God says, I'll send an angel, but he can't forgive. Okay, so you forgive. What's God saying? And if the pasuk means to say that Hashem won't forgive because we didn't respect the angel, so Hashem says, well, if you didn't treat him right, I'm not forgiving you either. Then the verse shouldn't have said, he won't forgive you. But the verse should have said, I won't forgive you if you rebel against him. That's not what God says. God says, watch it, because he won't forgive you. If what God means to say is, watch it, because if you rebel against him, I ain't forgiving you, then that's not what the verse should have said. The verse should have said, because I won't forgive you, and that's not what it says. The verse says, for he won't forgive you. Velashon ki lo yisa. And the terminology that the verse uses, for the angel will not be willing to deal with your sins, zal meo, that's a very strange way of wording it. You read the pasuk, it would seem to say that God's saying, now he's in charge. You have a new God. I'll give you an angel. He's taking you into the land of Israel. As though there's an intermediary. What's God saying? God's saying, I'll send an angel, he'll take you into the land of Israel, but watch it, because he ain't going to forgive you. Wait. So now he has to forgive us? Are we supposed to worship him? What's going on here? That's not Jewish. And so too what the pasuk says, watch out, don't rebel against him. What's that saying? We only accept our orders from the one above. What does it mean, listen to him? Don't rebel against him. Since when do we listen to angels? God is the one telling us what to do. What's God telling Moshe when he says, don't rebel against this angel, you're in trouble if you do. So we have three questions. Number one, The pasuk seems to say this angel was for our benefit because we were so rebellious, so as not to be punished by God, he's sending an angel. Then God says, and watch it because he's not as forgiving as I am. That seems to be contradictory. Question number two, the pasuk says he won't put up with your rebellious ways. Seems to say that he has the capacity to forgive. That's not a Jewish concept. What does that mean? Number three, God says, watch out, listen to him and don't rebel. How's that work? Aren't we supposed to accept mitzvahs only from Hashem? Since when do we take an intermediary to tell us what to do? Aval atshuva bezeh, but the answer to all these questions, hi al haderech shekatavnu. That's going in line with the idea that we explained. Vehu sheomro ki lo eile bikirbecha. And that is that when God says, I will no longer go in your midst, for you are a stubborn nation, lest I consume you in the way. And then the pasuk says, so on the one hand, God says, I'm not coming because you guys might sin. You're stubborn. Then God says, this angel won't put up with your rebellious ways. So wait a second. Then what do we gain by having the angel over God? Right? It seems to be contradictory. Hem dvarim mitnagdim, aval al kavanot shonot. He says, yes, these two points are in conflict, but they're referring to two different things. Vehu, and that is, She'ara she'yagia lehem mitzad she'yavru divrei Hashem yitbarach b'yoto mityached b'anhagatam omnam u'mitzad ha'onesh al avram dvaro, that when bad things happen to them because they transgress God's word, when God himself is the one that's guiding them, so that's a punishment for having transgressed what God said. God says, do not go out to collect man on Shabbos. They do, there's a punishment. They transgress God's word, so there's a punishment. And their rebellious ways lead them to a point where they're in danger of being annihilated. Lo efsed darkam levad. Not only that if they sin, so then they won't continue on the path, they'll be in trouble. No. Vehu umro, that's what God says. You're stubborn. I can't lead you. Penachilcha badarech, lest I consume you, because if we're in such close proximity, at some point you, the Jewish people, God says, are in danger of annihilation. Zehu onesh atzum, ra'ui lira mimenu mo. That's a tremendous punishment. And we have to be very concerned. So Hashem says, I can't be in your midst anymore. You're so rebellious, there's constant danger of annihilation if we're so close. Aval hara hamagia mitzad avor dvar hamalach. But what happens? God says, I'm going to give you an angel, but be careful, because he won't put up with your rebellious ways. What's the worst that an angel can do? Eino al tzad ha'onish. When an angel, when punishment comes because we were rebellious against an angel doesn't have capacity to decide, okay, I'm punishing them, I'm going to annihilate them. Aval al tzad she'itbalbel ha'shefa. What happens then is that we've distanced ourselves from the angel. So now we can no longer get the blessing from the angel. It's a totally different punishment. The angel is sent there to help you. You've distanced yourself from him. Now you don't have access to him. So now what's the punishment? He won't put up with your nonsense. He won't forgive. He can't forgive. But we just explained that there is blessing that God gives to the world through angels, through laws of nature. Well, then you have to be in sync with the laws of nature to get those blessings. Once a person sins and he goes out of sync, he can't tap into those blessings. Hashem says, if you're in direct proximity with me, anything can happen. Moshe Rabbeinu can have prophecy at any moment because it's direct for me. Every other prophet has to work and prepare themselves and get to exactly that point because it's through the funnels, through the natural, the spiritually natural order of things. Yeah? The same thing here. Hashem says, if I'm the one running, if I'm guiding you, well then anything can happen. You guys sin enough, then you're in danger of annihilation. As we see, twice, God says, let me annihilate them by the golden calf and by the spies. So Hashem says, this isn't going to work for us to be in such close proximity. But if there's an angel, so then an angel works, there's an order of things. God gives blessings to come down through the angel. The angel is there for the blessings to come to you when you're on this level. You sin, he can't forgive you. He can't forgive you, so you can no longer receive his blessing. He can't punish you either. So then there's no danger of annihilation. So Hashem says, I will do it through an emissary, so to speak. We'll work through a hierarchy. But then when you're working through a hierarchy, you have to tap in to get the blessing. But at least there's the advantage that there isn't the danger of the punishment, the great punishment, when I'm directly in the picture with you. And even though you'd say, wait a second, if I have the angel, he can't forgive me, so then I'm stuck. Once we lost it, we lost it. That's true. But nonetheless, en hachashash gadol kol kach, but the danger isn't so great. So your cost benefit, well, your cost is that he can't forgive you, but your benefit is that he can't annihilate you. But when Hashem's in the picture directly, then you're right. You have the benefit that you could do tshuva right away and move forward right away, but you also have the danger that annihilation can also come. After so many sins, there was a danger of complete annihilation. Now, the Ran has just begun. He's only begun explaining this concept. So we have to hold our horses and hear him out. We're out of time, so let's wait and finish this concept, Bezrat Hashem, either next week or the following week, and then we have to see what we understand or don't.